Petersburg Live is a local talent show, and we have a variety of performers coming up. We've got a kids Zumba group coming up. We have some kind of veteran musical people coming to the stage. We have Poetry Out Loud participants coming to show off some of their poetry that they were reciting on stage about a week ago. And we've got a couple elementary school level performers coming up, and we will open the stage for that fun one. We're going to play one song and let all the kids kind of come up to the stage that want to come up that are, you know, age 5 and younger. This is important for Art Fest. It's a fundraiser. So it's supporting the high school kids traveling to Juneau this spring. So I'll be taking a group of 8 or more students up to Juneau to participate at Art Fest.
And Art Fest is a regional event that brings in kind of young artists.
Yes.
Petersburg hosted that event not too long ago.
Right.
And the gym was full of art. The high school gym was full of art.
2017 was the last time that we hosted. And I've hosted prior. I think it was like 2011. So almost every 7 years it kind of cycles through. But yeah, it's a regional event and schools will host. So if you're hosting, everyone kind of goes to that school. Last year it was in Haines. We've been to Yakutat before. We've been to Skagway, Craig, Wrangell, to name a few. But this year, Juneau is kind of a new one. I've never gone to Juneau for Art Fest. And so this will be fun to kind of go to a new place. And it'll be easy because we can just hop on the jet to get up there if the ferry system is not in our favor.
And at Art Fest, it's not only the kids, the students showing their artwork, but they're also taking classes.
Yeah, the theme of Art Fest is students will take 2 workshops and just focus really hard on 2 different mediums or 2 different kind of classes. And the result at the end is they've got 30 hours of studio time working between 2 mediums or 2 kind of classes. So it's very intense. The first 3 days is full days of making art. And then the last day in the evening, there's going to be a big show off. So a big exhibition of the student work from all the workshops. And then there'll be other opportunities for students to bring art from their school that they've done this year to kind of show off some brought art. And then there'll be a silent auction from the teachers. And it's not just art teachers teaching workshops. There's local artists that'll be coming in to teach workshops also.
Can people donate if they can't make the Petersburg Live event Wednesday night? Can they still donate to the art event?
Yeah, that would be great. We're asking for donations at the door to see if we can bring in a little bit more money than we usually do, kind of an open donation. But if you can't make it to the show, the high school office, there could be a collection there if you'd like to make a donation to help students travel.